You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Samantha Walters, the Vice President of Colocation America, a leading provider of data centers and other technology services. With her expertise concerning nonprofit organizations and community relations, Ms. Walters oversees a number of projects on behalf of Colocation America. Samantha, privileged to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Thank you. The pleasure is also ours. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, tell us about Colocation America.
Of course. Colocation America is a leading provider of colocation and dedicated servers. We're in about 22 data centers with hubs in New York, New Jersey, San Francisco, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And we are pretty much your go-to people for all hosting needs in any variety.
And Colocation America also does a lot of work in the nonprofit area, which is also a personal specialty of yours. Please share more of that story with us, if you would.
Yeah, I actually started when I was in the womb doing nonprofits. My entire family has had a background in it. We've always given back to the community in any capacity we can. Actually, in L.A., my family in L.A. nonprofits for over 20 years. Starting actually with my grandfather, who's on many boards. I started in college doing social media for nonprofits in LA and found that I enjoyed it quite a bit, continued down that line of online marketing where I find myself now at Colocation America, but at the same time I knew I really cared about nonprofits and corporate responsibility. So I got involved with a program for my master's at Pepperdine for social entrepreneurship and change. I will be receiving that degree in May, actually, so super excited about that. And it'll lead me to pretty much understand the complete aspects of funding nonprofits, understanding the business side of it. And it has really led me to be able to do a lot more corporate responsibility with Colocation America.
Also, Colocation America was recently part of a panel discussion involving nonprofits. Tell us more about that event and the credibility the company enjoys in this arena.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of being asked to be on a panel discussion at the City Club at Bunker Hill back in February on how to attract business for your nonprofit. So I sat on the panel with a couple other amazing Los Angeles companies, where we were able to discuss and to offer our advice on how to attract businesses such as ours to nonprofits. You were speaking to nonprofit leaders throughout the field and throughout many different areas in LA. What it allowed us to do as far as credibility goes, it allowed us to show to the LA community as well as the greater United States that we are able and understand the needs of nonprofits, as well as how to work efficiently and affect them. So we discussed some great things such as how to relate to a business, how you can possibly think of more innovative and out-of-the-box ways to get us involved with you at corporation and for-profit side. And realistically, on the entire another point, as far as the hosting is concerned and our actual services, is it's our ability to now show the nonprofit sector that we do have the capabilities and we understand all of their needs and all of what they hope for and they're passionate and put it into a secure data center and hosting. Beyond that, I was lucky enough to have met some wonderful people in LA doing great things in the nonprofit sector and hopefully being able to increase that and expand and provide us with more opportunities to do corporate responsibility with them within LA as well as the overall merit.
Today we are joined by Samantha Walters, the Vice President of Colocation America, a leading provider of data centers and other technology services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are some of the benefits or competitive advantages that distinguish Colocation America as a leader within its respective area of business?
Beyond our ability to be in what I like to say any location that you are in your business, and beyond our bandwidth and 24/7 support, is our ability to understand your industry. May it be nonprofits, as this conversation goes, may it be the health, wellness, lawyers, whatever it is, we are very much a diversified staff and able to meet and understand the needs of your business, anyone's business, broadcasting, TV. We really want to understand what you do and what's going to be effective for the company at large. So cost-effective solutions for your industry and what you can do, and beyond the actual services, and we've been able and lucky enough to be awarded and granted some great recognition for our work with the customers, as well as just our low prices and our dedication to uptime. But again, beyond that is our ability to relate to the industry, to the customer, to the client, and understanding how important it is to remain uptime within this 21st century, and how important it is to remain an online presence, as well as connecting all of your employees worldwide.
Samantha, how do you envision Colocation America evolving or expanding in both the short and or the long term with nonprofits?
Well, beyond our actual working with them and providing the services that they need to be competitive in the marketplace, as I discussed earlier, I come from the background of social entrepreneurship, which enables me to understand that at the base of every nonprofit is just a business that has a passion and a goal to provide good to all of the world. And so what we are able to do beyond the hosting with them, which is, I like to say, a short and long term goal of any nonprofit, and it should be very highly considered, especially I know budgets are tight with nonprofits in that sector, but finding a good, solid solution for the IT infrastructure is really important. Beyond that, just from the corporate responsibility standpoint, I'm very involved in trying to expand our reach from program sponsorships to providing in-kind donations such as hosting or website design with our partners or managed servers with other partners. Beyond that, I also want to continue some of our programs such as a match day, which we did a couple years ago with Earth Day, where we match funds if they're bought it or donated. We also have what I call the Share the Love campaign, which is right around Valentine's Day. And what we do is we hope that people, and we do get responses back, they trying to share the love, quote-unquote, of nonprofits. And we try to host for free 5 nonprofits within the country who are looking for a hosting, one new co-location, a dedicated server, whatever that needs is, and to fit that. My main goal when it comes to the corporate responsibility is to do a program sponsorship and to engage in that sense. We're really into women in tech. Actually, today is International Women's Day, so we're trying to get involved and get the awareness out in regards to women in tech and STEM field. So my hope and goal is that we will be able to find a great nonprofit either in LA or in another location where we can engage with them and perhaps even start a program within their after-school program, within their charter school, whatever it may be, within, you know, their club, and get kids, especially women and underprivileged students, involved with technology in any capacity, maybe in computers, turning on a server, figuring out the internet, all of those important skills that are going to be needed onwards for students and the next generations that follow.
Without a question, and finally, share with us some success stories from your work with nonprofit organizations.
We actually we're a very young company when it comes to our corporate responsibility. And as I said earlier, We've done programs such as Earth Day and Matching That Funds and Share the Love campaign. Those are just some of the success stories that we have. We love donating it and finding an organization that is giving back into the environment or that is giving back to even animals and giving them what they need to run their company efficiently and effectively. Beyond that, again, we've had some success in providing awareness because of our position within the market and our marketing platform via social media, any capacity in that, our online, our blog, and getting out the word about great and innovative nonprofits throughout the nation, especially, again, with our focus being in women and tech and technology in general for students. We've found a great response from just getting the word out there and letting everyone know how amazing and how innovative some nonprofits are being. As we continue to go forward, we hope to have many more successes and hope that people will come and see us as the go-to people for their nonprofit hosting as well as a corporate partnership for them in order to start some amazing programs, some amazing nonprofits, and just lending that helping hand when a nonprofit needs it. So it's been a great ride, and I'm very excited to continue it with Colocation America and continue to grow our corporate responsibility sector, as well as just meeting the needs of the people around us.
Outstanding information, and also the passion certainly comes through with your involvement with nonprofit organizations. Now, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Colocation America online?
Definitely. You can reach us at www.colocationamerica.com. We are just launching a brand new site, so it should be exciting. Come check it out. It's going to be interactive. There's going to be an entirely new blog where you will be also able to see what we feel about some nonprofits around, some latest technology. In addition, we will have a section and a page dedicated to our corporate responsibility where you can find more information regarding that, as well as how to contact me with additional ideas, information, who's the best around town, all of that wonderful things. It's all on our site. And I look forward for people to contact me and tell me, you know, what's going around in the tech business in L.A. as well as the world, and especially as it relates to nonprofits.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by and the time spent with us today. She is Samantha Walters, the Vice President of Colocation America, a leading provider of data centers and other technology services. And the website of reference, once again, is ColocationAmerica.com. Samantha, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.